Hello, it's Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. It's a Wildcards that's coming after an incredible Liverpool performance in Europe and before what will hopefully be an absolutely belting Liverpool performance at Old Trafford. And believe me, you've been voting for a lot of that. So we'll be talking about both of those things. The players that we most want to chat about and how we think Sunday's going to go, basically. It'll be exciting to see how nervous any of you are or how confident you're feeling after that performance last night. But joining me, I have got Harriet Pryor, I've got Siobhan Began, I've got Mike Bancoli, and I've got Carl Kalpak. I'm Amelia Bonnet. You had a little guest appearance from John Gibbons last week, I believe. How did that go? Have I been usurped?
No, you're never going to lose your place, Amelia. Don't worry.
I'm just always worried, you know. He's coming for me. I'm sure that was absolutely brilliant, but now it's back to business because you've got me. So on the subject
he let people get away with a lot more than you do, I
did
say.
He indeed? Yeah, like the supply teacher.
He let people talk about all three topics, you know, all of that stuff.
No, he did not. Normally my mum lets me go to bed at 11, I imagine, he was told. And I bet he let people get away with sweets after dinner. But none of that this week. The rules will be obeyed. And the rules, as ever, are that all of the players, all the contestants, all of the guests have got one wild card that they can play at any point if they don't want to talk about the category that has won out in the public vote. You can choose to talk about something else that wasn't quite as popular, but you can only do it once. And once it's been used, that's it. It's gone. You can't carry it over to another week. You get one shot. So potentially you might want to save it for a later category, because the first two are really exciting. And we'll start on LFC Current, which is the first one that you've been voting in. And your options were the midfield for Sunday, which got 31% of the vote, Naby Keita, which had 27% of the vote. But the winner with 40% of the vote was Alisson Becker, because understandably, Harriet, people want to talk about Alisson Becker after last night. He kept us in the game, and obviously it was an incredible performance for a number of reasons, but one of them, perhaps the biggest one, was Alisson Becker keeping us in the game at some really key moments, stopping a number of very important goals from going in. I mean, he's just absolutely incredible to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, when we were talking about the topics we wanted to do today, we were like, well, let's talk about Alisson Becker, because we never do, because we always just expect him to be really, really good. And often, like, when you have these players like Mo Salah and like Alisson Becker, they just kind of get not overlooked, because we all know how good they are, but you don't like mention how good they are. And last night he did definitely keep us in the game when I felt like we were going through a rough patch, and it got back to 2-2 really quickly, and our defence sort of broke apart, and Alisson Becker was the one to sort of keep us in it until we managed to go ahead again. And one of my favourite pastimes is really sad, is to like go back on tweets when we sign players and see what people are saying underneath. And to be fair, like, most of them for him are really, really positive, but I just love it when I see a few being like, oh, this is going to be such a flop, Klopp is so rubbish, he's never going to win anything. And then you look now, like, 3 years later, and you're like, well, what do you know? So yeah, big Alisson Becker fan, and definitely after last night. And you know, we had a quiet game against Watford, so we didn't miss him too much, but we always feel a lot better when he is in the team.